come together in faith and hope to find what meaning life holds for us, to laugh and sing with one another, to soothe the wounds of daily life, to grow together in wisdom and love. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome all of you to our service today. As Laurie mentioned, this being the first Sunday of the month, we welcome the boys and girls, young people, members of our religious education program to come and join us, so a special welcome to all of you. If you're visiting today, either for the first time or back from a previous visit, we're especially grateful for your presence. We invite you to come and join us for some coffee and conversation over in the dining room following the service. Get to know us a little better. Come back and see us as often as you can. If you've been attending for some time now and feel you're at the point where you would like to pursue membership in this congregation, please stop by and talk to either Sherry Woolsey or myself during the coffee hour. We'll make an appointment to do that. If you'd like a little more information about who we are in this church and our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, please stop by the newcomers table. There's information about that there and the people who will speak with you also. I'm going to shoehorn in one very quick other announcement that didn't come up during the announcement time. Those of us in this district, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, we have a new district executive. Her name is Mary Higgins. She's in her first year. She's wanting to get to know as many people in our congregations as they can and what's going on with them and what their hopes, dreams, visions are for their congregation in the district. So this Wednesday evening, she's meeting with people from churches, UU churches in the southern tier of New Hampshire over in Exeter. The meeting runs from about 7 to 9. I'm planning on leaving here about 5:45. Several people have said they'd like to go. If you'd like to go make this trip, both Chris Parker and I are going over, so speak to either one of us after the service and we'll make arrangements to get you there. The second, third grade class, still at our tell us this morning.